Hey, what's up? This is Kevin from Kevin's Barbecue Joints, and welcome to episode 6 of the Kevin's Barbecue Joints podcast. This one's a cool one. It's another Barbecue City guy. This one is specifically Austin, and it is a solid one. It is fantastic. It is done by Jimmy the Smokin' Ho. I'll put links to all of his info below in the comment section of this podcast, but it's a great one. It's so detailed on Austin. He kind of goes within the city of Austin and then on the outskirts and barbecue runs that you can do, and talk specifically about different items that you should be ordering at these specific barbecue joints. And it's just a wealth of knowledge. He travels around a lot. He does work with Texas Monthly Magazine and does a lot of his own stuff. And his photography is amazing, and it makes you want to travel to all these different places. So I think it's going to be a really good resource for you. Let me know what you think. Please subscribe. Please rate. Please do whatever you're supposed to do for podcasts. But in the end, just enjoy this. Good morning, Jimmy. How you doing?
Not too bad. How are you today?
I am doing well. So I wanted to pick your brain on places to go if you have, say, one day in Austin. Say you're in town for business, you have one day, which would be really sad, but if you only had one day, or if you have a weekend or a Friday through Sunday. The Austin and the greater Austin area, you're the expert, and I would love to know your advice. Your advice for, like, say someone emailed you and said, hey, I'm coming into town.
There's a lot of great places you can pick from. I think the biggest thing is what day of the week and how much time you have. A lot of the bigger places will have waits. And so, I mean, those places, I'd say if you have the time, if you're willing to commit, you know, 4 to 6 hours in line, maybe not 6 hours, let's say at least 3 to 4, especially for Franklin.
Okay.
If you have that time, definitely go there. Let's do this. I'm going to just kind of run through the places.
Sure.
And then maybe as a disclaimer, what the expected wait is. So Franklin, on a normal day, a normal weekday, if you can sneak in, if you have like, if let's say you were in on a Wednesday and it's cold and rainy, if you can get in right after the lunch crowd, that is probably the ultimate time.
Perfect.
To get in there, the wait won't be as long, and they might run out of food, they might not. It's one of those things. Like, if you want brisket, more than likely it will be available. But if you want it, if you are okay missing out on ribs and turkey, then, you know, obviously go for it.
Okay.
I mean, obviously it's one of the best briskets in the world.
Yeah.
And I can't imagine what Texas barbecue would look like today if Franklin didn't exist.
Oh, without a doubt.
I'm sure someone along the way might have changed it, but it's curious to see what, you know, if we can, you know, go back in the past and then somehow remove Aaron from the picture and where we are today.
I've often thought that exact same thing. I wonder, I think it would be similar, but not at all close to what it is.
Yeah, I think Texas wise, I think it would be similar, but the impact worldwide, that's what I'm kind of curious about.
I agree completely.
So Franklin on a Wednesday, perfect timing. If you're here for the weekend, then I would suggest definitely waiting in line. If you're here for an extended weekend, probably go on Sunday. Delac Barbecue now has a brick and mortar, so you can eat your barbecue in air conditioning. Their wait used to be way longer, like 1 to 2 hours, and so staying out in the Texas sun isn't that great. Now they have a brick and mortar, so you can get coffee or beer while you wait in line.
Cool.
So that's a great option. You know, if you didn't know, John Lewis used to be a pitmaster there. I think Brendan Lamb is the pitmaster now. So, you know, through all the different pitmasters, they're still turning out fantastic barbecue. And, you know, Leanne, the owner, is a Miller. So, you know, that family tree or
for
family
sure.
tradition in their history.
What would be a usual wait nowadays? Like, not like about an hour?
Well, they're kind of slow in moving through the line. So I would still think it's 1 to 2 hours okay. if you want to go prime time, lunchtime. But if you're willing to maybe get there a little bit before when they open at 11, or maybe coming in around like 1:30 to 2. If you're okay with having a late lunch, then you should be able – the line should be a little bit quicker.
Okay, cool.
And there shouldn't be that many people. Obviously, most of these places, if you can't avoid Fridays, because I guess people either travel on Friday or love to eat on Friday. Unless if you come around, I guess, Lent, people don't eat meat. And, you know. So it's one of those things you got to think about it. You just can't like pick a barbecue place and go roll with it. There's a little, you know, there's some equations here and there to make it longer.
Some planning involved.
And timing. It's all about timing.
Okay.
Because sometimes, you know, if you go on a day that's slow, you know, it's like winning the lottery almost.
Yeah, you do feel that excitement. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I mean, you're like, oh, you're nervous. You roll up to a lot. Like, I don't expect them. It's like, oh, there's only 10 people. Yes, score. Or you drive by and like the lines are out the door and like, no, plan B or C. So in the area is Mickleway. They're in the top 10. So they, they turn out fantastic food from top to bottom. You know, great meats. He does do a little bit stuff off, you know, not typical, like sliced pork shoulder instead of pulled pork. He does lamb. He does, you know, all his house-made sausages, barbacoa, which I guess it's all it is beef cheeks. So that's definitely unique. His sides are great. Don't forget the jalapeno cheesy grits. Everyone loves that. His desserts, he does a moon pie and buttermilk, but I think he's about to change that. Okay. Also, he's about to open a second location, so I'm not sure if any of this is going to change on the road.
Okay, well, I'll update it for sure.
For a little bit further south, this is probably a spot you don't want to miss if you're in Austin for a short period of time because they combine barbecue and Tex-Mex, essentially. And so that's what they're two things that Austin are basically what Texas is known for.
For sure.
And so I would say go over there for breakfast. I think they open at 8. And so they have a breakfast taco called the Real Deal Holyfield.
This is Valentina's, right?
Yes, this is Valentina's. Yeah. He makes his own tortillas, which is already, you're off to a great start.
Yeah.
If you have homemade tortillas, you can basically throw anything on there. It'd be fantastic, I would
for
say.
For sure.
So he uses mesquite, so there's a little bit, a lot more smoke or smoky flavor to it, which I personally love. Mesquite's not for everyone. But the breakfast taco you probably don't want to miss out is a Real Deal Holyfield.
Okay.
Comes with choice of meat. I always suggest brisket. Comes off with bacon, cheese, a fried egg, what else? Beans and potatoes. I used to be able to eat two. I can probably only eat one now. It depends if you want to pace yourself. If you just want not to eat lunch, then just go ahead and order two. If you go during lunch, then you know they have, you know, brisket, chicken, what else do they have? Pulled pork. The pulled pork is really underrated, I would think. They also even have fajita meat. So, and they do specials, and they also have ribs. And I always get chips and queso. So I feel like this is Texas. So you have to get ribs if it's breakfast or lunch or dinner. They're open, you know, all three meals. I think the only day they're really closed for a month is the first Monday to clean out stuff.
Okay. And what time, what time in the morning can you get there?
They open at 8, I'm pretty sure.
Okay. I'll put the hours on this.
So, I mean, if you think about it, you know, if you're serving 29 to 30 days in a month, I mean, the consistency and
that's crazy.
On a volume, I mean, it's crazy aggressive because some of these places are open 3 or 4 days a week.
For sure.
But the two who do it, you know, 7 days a week, you know, that's props. I mean, there's something.
It's super impressive.
Another person I would suggest is Leroy and Lewis, kind of a new kids on the block. Not the band, but so if you didn't know the story, Evan Leroy used to be at Freedman's. Freedman's actually made the top 50 on the Texas Monthly as well. But he wanted to go on his own, so he partnered up with Sawyer Lewis and her husband, I can't think, Nathan. I think it's Nathan. Eventually, once they find a brick and mortar location, they want to do a brewery and then obviously barbecue, or the focus around smoked meats. So his menu is interesting because I personally sort of hate his menu. And the reason why, it's not that I hate his food, I actually love his food. It changes like every week. And so every time he posts a new menu every week, I'm like, okay, do I have time to go? And so I actually went the other day, and he does brisket only on the weekends. So keep that in mind. If you go, I think they're open Wednesday, Thursday, Friday as well. If you go any of those days, you're not going to find your traditional barbecue or traditional Texas barbecue. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's still barbecue. He's smoking it. One thing he does quite frequently is the beef cheeks. He does, I think, sliced pork as well. And it's one of the things you just have to look at the menu and make a decision that week if you want to do it or not. If you go on during the week, it's Saturday, Sunday, there's more variety. Well, the other day I went, I got the porchetta. That was fantastic.
Yeah, I saw that photo.
I think it was one of the first time he's done it, so that was fantastic. He also did a Szechuan beef style, or Szechuan style beef rib, and that was also
awesome. He's a trained chef too, so he has that. Yes. He's bringing that to the table.
Yeah, he went to the Cordon Bleu, which now is closed, I'm pretty sure. Yeah, it's a fantastic place. Hopefully they can get in a brick and mortar soon, so you don't have to wait outside. But they're in this essentially the same spot, but they just moved a little bit because Now there's a coffee and beer spot that opened next door. So you can definitely still eat inside or grab a beer or grab a coffee while you wait. So it's definitely a cool spot. He's doing great things. If you didn't know this, or if anyone out there didn't know this, I'm allergic to chocolate. He does a brisket chocolate chip cookie I really want to eat, but I'm allergic and I really don't like chocolate either way. So it's one of those things. People say says it's amazing, so it might be amazing. So.
And don't they also do like a with they put a brisket in the cream cheese for the
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. He does breakfast. Well, I don't know if essentially he does breakfast. He makes a brisket cream cheese spread, and it's also served next door at the Cosmic Beer Garden or
Cosmic Coffee and Beer, I think, or something like that, yeah.
so yeah, they serve it for breakfast.
Oh,
So
cool.
that I've had that. That's also great. He doesn't make the bagels. The bagels source from someone made locally, so it's all local.
That's great. That's killer.
Another place I would suggest, especially if you're looking for a dinner spot. Most of these places are sold out by then. Keep in mind, Valentina is still open typically. Leroy and Lewis menu kind of changes. He does a burger too. Sorry, I'm jumping back to Leroy and
That's
Lewis.
okay. That's perfect.
He does a smoked burger, also one of the better burgers in town. So, in theory, you could eat there 3 times a day. So, Valentina's and Leroy and Lewis, three
Okay.
times a day. Make
Okay.
it, make it, maybe do both for all three meals.
That's true. That's true.
So Sal's is also Sal's and Switch. Sal's Switch is open for lunch and dinner, but a lot of places are not open for dinner. So they're definitely a great spot to go. Lance Kirkpatrick used to work at Lou Miller, so there's a little bit of lineage back to the Miller family there. They do great beef, beef ribs, briskets. They also do pretty fantastic turkey. They might have the best ribs in town. It's a Serrano glaze. So if you like it sweet and spicy, it hits the spot. Sometimes it leans on the spicier side. Obviously I'm Asian, I love heat, so I'm used to it. But if you're not, get ready for it. But it's a really great brisket, or sorry, a great pork rib.
Oh wow. Okay. I didn't know that. I don't know if I've had the pork ribs there. Wow, that's cool. That's cool.
So it depends, because they go so another pit master is Chris McGee. He used to be at Freeman's. So at Freeman's, they did a jalapeno glaze or jalapeno jelly. And so when he moved over to Stouts, he wanted to do something similar, but didn't want to take the exact same recipe. So they bumped up the heat. So
Gotcha. Okay.
that works with me. And so I think they've been doing it for maybe less than a year, maybe a
Okay.
year.
Okay.
So those are probably the 6 spots I would definitely highly recommend in Austin.
Okay.
There's other spots. We'll kind of glaze over them really quickly.
Okay.
Curlin is definitely underrated. Parking is an issue because park to Veracruz Tacos, one of the best taco spots in town. So it's going to be hard to find parking there.
Okay.
But they also do kolaches, so brisket and cheddar
Oh, nice.
or jalapeno and sausage. And they're fantastic. I think they open at 9 a.m.
Okay.
So get one of those. Their brisket ribs, definitely underrated. I don't understand why they're not online all the time, but it could be parking or it could be. Some people, oh, there's a taco truck. Let's go to taco instead of barbecue. So I personally don't get it. I would definitely, Curlin needs to be up there, but I
I've
don't
heard amazing things about Curlin.
know. A lot of people like the Salt Lake. I get the experience of Salt Lake. I mean, it may not be fantastic barbecue, but the drive out there, it's a pretty drive. The ambiance, the
Yeah, the
environment,
location, yeah.
BYOB. If you have someone who wants to experience Texas barbecue in the beginning, there's nothing wrong with actually bringing them out there because, I mean, you get these, the pit is right there. It's iconic.
So iconic, yeah.
You walk in there, the smell, the smoke wafts you in the face. So I get it. I personally, when my friends and family come into town, we definitely take them there. I try to take them other places so they can kind of have a comparison. But, I get it. I think some of us barbecue snobs kind of frown upon the Salt Lake people just based on the quality of meat. But there's always highlights everywhere you go. Their turkey's pretty good. If you get some burn-in cuts, their beef rib is a back beef, like a, I guess a back beef rib. So
Oh,
it's not
okay.
as beefy, but it's caramelized, it's sweet, a little bit tangy. So it's saucy. I like it personally. Their sides, the German potato salad. So it's served warm.
Oh,
I
yeah.
love it. That's probably one of my favorite sides. We make it up at home all the time. They came out with a cookbook, and so the recipe's in there. So we always use that recipe for if we have a barbecue outing at home.
Well, that's nice to hear the love for the Salt Lake, because that kind of is what initiated a lot of people into to loving Texas barbecue. It's a lot of people have been out to Louis Miller, they've been to different places, but that Salt Lake, I often hear people say, I went to Texas and I went to Salt Lake and they're so excited. And I don't want to disparage. There's a certain level, but the experience and everything. And if it makes them fall in love with Texas barbecue, then what can you do?
Yeah. I mean, there's nothing wrong with it. I think it's one of the places I sort of piqued my interest or, poked my curiosity in barbecue, because I remember rushing a fraternity in college and one of the event was taking the guys out to Salt Lake. And I was like, holy crap. At that point, I didn't really have that much barbecue, but, it's all you can eat. Also, I was under 21. And so it was BYOB. So I was drinking. So it was a fantastic time. Yeah, yeah. I ate a ton that day. And so at that point, I'm like, I've been chasing barbecue ever since, and I would probably think so.
Nice. Okay. That's nice to hear, because I think people might have that on the list, and it doesn't make the top Texas and nothing top 50, but it's still worth a visit.
Worth a visit. I think it's the bar.
I agree.
If you go to a place below the bar, then I don't think you fully experience Texas barbecue, but everything above the bar would be gravy. Yeah. So if you went to the Salt Lake and then everyone else, then I think it's just, it just builds on top of that.
For sure. And the Salt Lake and that places like the Salt Lake are probably better than any barbecue in your town, like in people's hometown, not your town, but people's hometown. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, it's one of those places, like if you haven't had Texas barbecue, you definitely want to try it out.
Cool. All right.
Yeah, I would think that's probably the place that I would suggest in around the Austin area. Mm-hmm. Well, Salt Lake is actually about 30 minutes. So let's, talk about the places outside of Austin. So if you're in Austin or the Austin area on a Saturday, I would highly, highly suggest putting Snows on your list. Okay. They open at 8 a.m. Since the list came out this time around, because the other time they were on the list, pretty high up there. But for some reason, I think this, because of social media and the list, the lines have gotten out of control.
Okay.
Because I used to, in the past, I could roll up around 9 or 10, and there's, only a few people in line, and everything's available. But I don't know if the guys from Tales from the Pit, I met them on the Saturday after the list came out. I got there at 7 thinking, oh, this should be a little bit longer, but not, anything crazy. It was a 2-hour wait. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah. It's gotten a little bit better, because lately I've been getting there around 7, okay. And it's only been 20 minutes, so it isn't too bad. It is about an hour drive, so you probably want to leave your hotel or wherever you're staying probably around, 6.
Okay.
Four or six.
Okay.
The whole experience is in small town. You're eating outside. You can hear cows moving in the background. You might even smell them, which isn't the greatest. It just depends on when the wind blows. Uh-huh. But that experience, you can't really replicate it anywhere in the world. They do great brisket. They do pork ribs. Most people forget about chicken. They do a fantastic chicken. The skin is nice and crispy. The meat's really juicy. And then the other thing is the pork stick. So it's basically pork shoulder sliced into about 2 inches thick, and it's cooked direct. And it's definitely a unique bite, and definitely order it. I think a lot of people go up there and don't realize it, because it's the fourth or fifth menu item or item down the menu.
Okay.
So they'll see brisket. Oh, got to order brisket. See pork ribs. Got to order pork ribs. And then sausage. They don't make their own sausage. It's their own recipe. It's a good sausage, but I typically stick with brisket, ribs, pork steak, and chicken.
Okay.
Cool. And when you're done eating, you got to meet Tootsie. Or at least probably meet her and take a picture. She's I don't even know how old she is. She's 83, 84.
I think so. I think around that, yeah.
She's still, she's wonderful. So, you definitely have to show respect, to the place and her as well.
Yeah. Well, and she and Carrie and Clay, they're all hospitable. It's not like going to a restaurant where the chefs aren't going to talk to you or people aren't going to talk to you. They're open arms.
Yes. Yeah. They're definitely a great crew and great family. So if you're already at Snow's, another place that I would suggest is Louis Miller. Louis Miller is about 20, 30 minutes heading back towards Austin. So just make it a 2-stop day. Well, I would suggest making multiple stops, because I like to go to 4 to 6 stops.
Yeah, I see you go to 4 to 6.
But you know, if you're gonna drive back to Austin, might as well stop at Lunan Melder. The Cathedral of Smoke. You walk into that. It used to be a basketball gymnasium, so you walk through it, you know, in the smoke-lined walls. No air conditioning. I think I talked to Wayne recently, and he said he was gonna put in air conditioning.
I think
So
I
that
heard
would be
that same
nice.
thing, yes.
Yeah, that would be really nice. But you know, I think that beef is what you really want there, brisket and or the beef rib. He has a sticker that says 9-to-1 ratio, so that's the black pepper to salt. So expect a lot of pepper, a punch from the pepper, but it's definitely a great spot.
And then would you recommend, say also too, like you, if you want to travel, how far away is Lockhart if you're going to travel out to Lockhart? Not that specific day, but a different day.
Okay, so Lockhart from Austin is about 30 minutes or so.
Okay.
Coming from Louis Miller would probably be what, almost an hour. So well, I mean, it wouldn't be a bad thing because then you can digest your food and
Yeah,
make
get ready
up
for the next round, yes.
get it ready for the next round. So there's technically four places. So in Lockhart we have Kreitz, then we have Black's. I don't know why I have the third finger up right now. Smitty's and Chisholm Trail. Chisholm Trail is more of the locals go, but you know, it doesn't hurt to go there. I just would suggest the other three more. Black's, you know, has a full menu. You know, you have your meats, probably what, six, seven, eight proteins. So there's a lot of choices to go from. And then they have lots of sides to choose from. And then Kreitz, definitely the pork chop, one of the better bites in Texas barbecue. And you get to see, you know, Roy Perez and his sideburns. It's like Elvis in a way,
His
I guess.
Elvis look, yeah.
They also do all the place in Lockhart does house-made sausage. So always try to get the sausage wherever you go. The ribs are also great. They do brisket a little bit different there. They're lean as shoulder, so it's shoulder clod. And so I always order that because it's unique and different. It's not as moist if you got fatty brisket or just brisket in general, but you know, it's unique, so you got to order it. Smitty's, I love Smitty's. It's a special place in my heart. It used to be my favorite place in Lockhart. But I think the barbecue isn't great as it used to be. Or I think that maybe the issue isn't that it's great as it used to be. Maybe everywhere else got greater. And so it's one of those things, they're sticking to their tradition. They're sticking to what they've done in the past, and they're just not going to change. And there's nothing wrong with that. So you walk down that smoke line hallway, and then the fire's right there. I mean, in the summer, it is hot because it's like 90 to 100 outside, and then you're standing next to the fire while you're waiting in line. Oh, I can't stand it. But you know, it's one of
It's
those
really
experiences.
cool. It's really
It's very cool. I mean, it's one of those experiences that you can't find anywhere else. I can't imagine.
Super unique to Smitty's completely.
Yeah, because it's the firebox is not covered at all. It's just the way it's built, the draw is just going through the brick pits and out through the smokestack. So that's pretty cool. I mean, you can see like, you know, eight logs burning, and I mean, the smoke's not going to get really in your face, but yeah, the heat will though. So
Yeah, that's pretty cool. And they also have a great wood pile.
yes, outside.
Oh
I think Kreitz also has a great wood
yeah,
pile
that's
too.
true.
Yeah, a lot of pictures are taken at Smitty's. It's like instead of like being in a farm, it's like just a farm of wood. It's a great photo op.
It is. So any other places that we're missing that we're
Yeah, I would suggest a few more
Okay.
or maybe a couple. Hays County, they just opened their new building. They're in San Marcos. San Marcos is about 30 minutes straight shot from Austin on I-35, so it's a pretty easy drive, minus the whole traffic part. But if there's no traffic, it's really easy. They're in a new building. It's a cool place to hang on out because the new building's a lot bigger, so a lot more indoor seating. There's outdoor seating as well now. And then they have this new pavilion in the back, live music
Oh, that's cool.
in the evenings, on the weekends. They have beers and a full bar, so you can hang out there all day, you know.
Nice.
Bring the kids. I don't know if you want to bring your kids because then they'll be around alcohol, but it's a great spot to party for
Okay,
sure.
cool. So Hays County, okay, cool.
Hays County. So things to highlight there, probably they also do a pork chop, and they also make their sausage in-house, the jalapeno cheese, one of my favorite.
Excellent.
Another place that people really don't talk about a lot is Brotherton. So it's Brotherton Black Iron Barbecue. He used to have his own trailer, and then he partnered with I guess, partner with someone else, and that didn't work out. And then, you know, he was doing some side biz stuff, a little bit of catering and some pop-ups, and now he finally has his own brick and mortar. Turning out, he's, you know, turned out always great barbecue, but to the menu, he now has a chef helping him out. So they're also turning out fantastic sandwiches, like unique sandwiches, like a brisket banh mi, a Reuben sandwich. Okay. So not your typical chopped beef sandwich or rib sandwich, if you call it rib sandwich a sandwich. they also do chicken fried steak at night. So, you know, so you can, it's a great place for me because my wife doesn't always love barbecue because mm-hmm. we eat so much of it. So, and I could take her for dinner and she'll eat the chicken fried steak and I'll still can eat barbecue.
Oh, nice.
And just grab a bite of hers as well.
That's so great. And that is that in Austin proper or is that?
So that's in Pflugerville. So Pflugerville is about 20 minutes north of Austin.
Okay.
And once again, it's traffic.
Yeah.
Although you're from LA, so I feel like.
Yeah, everything that should be 20 minutes away is an hour and 20 minutes away.
So another place I would suggest making the drive to is Opie's. It's out in the hill country. It's a beautiful drive, especially during bluebonnet season. And so it's like a tunnel of wildflowers. Oh. And it makes it very, I wouldn't say it's iconic, but it's definitely worth the time and effort to make it the drive out there. And then when you get out there, it's in Spicewood, Opie's is. And it's about 30-ish miles outside of Austin. And it's, you know, through the hill country. So there's hilly parts, winding parts. So if you love to get in the car and drive, you know, it's one of those drives that, you know, just push the pedal to the metal. Probably want a sports car, a little something, a suspension that kind of lets you do whatever with the car. But once you get to Opie's, you know, 30 minutes, you might be a little bit hungry at that point. And then also because it's during the spring, banana pudding is, I don't know why, I'm always on a banana pudding kick. I used to hate banana pudding, but I love banana pudding now. It's a seasonal dish for them, a seasonal dessert. So it's only available, I guess, early spring and late summer.
Okay.
There's other items, of course. Briskets smoked with mesquite. It's an oiler, so it's when he does it right, it's pretty close, darn perfect. He also, the pitmaster, Seth Glazer, his parents own it, Kristen, I can't remember his dad, but the baby back ribs, it's sweet and spicy. I love heat. I love this sweet. It goes great together. If you go on the weekends, butter beans, they do offer free beans, like regular traditional Texas style pinto beans.
That's interesting.
But they also do butter beans. Butter beans, I looked this up the other day. It's this wider bean, and it just, when you eat it, it just kind of falls apart, and it's very buttery. I guess that's why it's called butter beans. So you want to get banana pudding, get the beans, brisket, ribs, everything else in the menu you can order. Oh, the most important thing I forgot is tater tot casserole.
Oh.
I think a lot of people out there are now starting to copy that. I've seen that truth. It's one of those dishes that you can't pass.
Okay. Well, that sounds – I don't think I've even – well, nowhere here in Los Angeles or California sort of that. But, that sounds so good.
Those are probably my places I would definitely suggest, especially first-timers to Texas.
Yeah.
It's probably especially to the Austin area as well.
Well, Jimmy, thank you. That's great advice. And I love that you gave specific dishes or things to look out for, because that's I think that's important. That it kind of adds more texture and gives people an opportunity to really be able to explore properly, because it's there's a lot of options in Austin.
Yeah. I mean, the Texas Trinity, not all places are just known for their Texas Trinity. There's more. You know, it's one of the things you, when you go order, you know, ask them, hey, what do people order? What do you like? Because by the time you get up there, there might be stuff that you want ordered is gone.
True.
So just have an open mind and go for something else. It might be one of the better bites you've had on the trip or at that spot.
That's very true. That's sound advice. I love that. That's a great takeaway. Well, thank you so much for your time. And
yeah, thanks for having me.